on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Dean, according to my sources, the Chinese spy balloon was attempting to determine the system in this country to obtain Beyonce tickets. Have you heard that?
That is the more probable reason that anybody would do such a thing of floating a balloon over it like that. And then probably even, you know, they'll probably try again now that she has made history at the Grammy Awards last night. That's the big headline of the night, as far as I'm concerned. You know, since 1997, Sir George Schulte and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra had the most Grammy Awards of any other performer, 31 Grammy Awards. And last night, Beyonce won four of them. She was nominated for nine, but she won four, which put her at 32. So she now is the most celebrated artist in Grammy history. She won four awards. Really, nobody dominated last night. You know, sometimes somebody will walk away with seven awards or something, but that didn't happen last night. The album of the year went to Harry Styles for his album Harry's House. Record of the year honors went to Lizzo for About Damn Time. The big surprise of the night was Bonnie Raitt winning Song of the Year honors. Song of the Year is different from Record of the Year in that Song of the Year is about the words of the song, the actual song writing. Record of the Year is the, you know, total compilation of putting the song together. But, you know, everybody was expecting Beyonce, Adele, Jay-Z, Lizzo. I mean, all of the biggest names in pop music were all nominated for Song of the Year, Kendrick Lamar. But veteran Bonnie Raitt walks away with this beautiful song that she wrote, inspired by John Prime, called Just Like That. And nobody was more surprised than she was in taking this award. We've got a little compilation of some of the speeches, including Bonnie Raitt, including Beyonce, including Harry Styles. Take a listen.
I'd like to thank my beautiful husband, my beautiful three children who are at home watching. I'd like to thank the queer community for your love and for inventing this genre.
I'm just so, this doesn't happen to people like me very often, and this is so, so nice. Thank you very, very much.
Beyonce, whoo! In the fifth grade, I skipped school to see you perform. My sister, she got me out of school. It was literature. I'm good.
And people have been responding to the song partly because of how much I love, and we all love, John Prine, and that was the inspiration for the music for this song and telling a story from the inside.
Sam graciously wanted me to accept this award because I'm the first transgender woman to win this award.
That is Kim Petras. She and Sam Smith won the award for Best Pop Performance Group or Duo. And she is the first transgender performer to win a Grammy Award. So, you know, that was part of the history of last night. You heard Lizzo giving a beautiful acceptance speech. But, you know, thanking Beyonce for the inspiration that from when she was a little girl and skipped school so she could go see her perform. And Bonnie Raitt, all part of all of that last night. It was quite a night, quite an evening going on. Another history-making moment. Excuse me. Another history-making moment. Viola Davis won a Grammy Award last night, the coveted Best Spoken Word Audiobook Narration or Storytelling Award for her memoir that she wrote called Finding Me. So Viola Davis picked up a Grammy last night, which now makes her an EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner. So That was also a pretty big deal for last evening as well.
I'm glad you pointed out that she won for that audiobook, because at first, I know everybody heard the news about Viola Davis and said, what, she sings too? No, she doesn't sing.
Right. I said that when Jimmy Carter won a Grammy Award, two or three Grammy Awards, something like that, years ago. The best spoken word category is always an interesting one. Dave Chappelle won best comedy album last night as well, and Trevor Noah was the host of the show last night. The first time in 3 years that there has been a Grammy Awards in front of a live audience because of the pandemic, and he kept things moving. I thought he did a really good
job. A lot of energy, smart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and also pretty funny. Take a little listen to Trevor Noah.
My job is to be your eyes, your ears. I'll be floating around this room. Think of me like a Chinese spy balloon. That's what I'm doing right now, gathering all the information you want. Taylor Swift sold more albums than any other human on the planet last year. That's right, more than anybody. The only music we listened to more than Taylor's music was the hold music for Southwest Airlines. That was it. They've got the real streaming numbers. Harry Styles is here tonight, everybody. That's right. I mean, what can you say about this man that hasn't been said, huh? Incredible album, mind-blowing tour. What is it, 15-night run at MSG and the Forum, huh? Women throw their panties at this man, and then he puts them on, and he looks better in them than they do. Easily the world's sexiest man. Are you kidding? There's no competition.
It's pretty cool that they had a Harry Styles fan who's 78 years old, this grandma, present Harry Styles with the award.
Yeah,
that was a good idea.
I love that. They have the fans just sprinkled throughout the show talking about their favorite performers, but they brought them on stage when it came time for Album of the Year, and this cute 78-year-old got to not only introduce Harry Styles as he won Album of the Year, but Harry, gave her a big hug, and I'm sure it's a night that she will never forget.
Talking Grammys with Dean Richards, who are we going to hear on this clip, Dean?
Well, we've got a bunch of today's top artists included. Harry Styles will be kicking it off because he won Album of the Year, traditionally the biggest prize of the night. Lizzo is going to be after that. She won Record of the Year honors. Luke Combs sounded so great last night. He performed. He'll be part of this. And then we've got a little bit of the 50 years of hip-hop tribute that was... It went on like 12 minutes or something like that. It was a really long tribute and brought back some of the biggest names in hip-hop. I've chosen a few of them that I think that most all of you will know. And then my favorite performance of the night was actually a Motown tribute, something that saluted Motown founder Berry Gordy, that included Stevie Wonder and country star Chris Stapleton and 83-year-old Smokey Robinson. Wait for it. It's at the end of this performance montage from last night's Grammy Awards.
That
83-year-old Smokey Robinson.
He's great.
Sounding just as good as he ever has sounded, singing his huge hit song, Tears of a Clown. But that montage that they did with Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, and Chris Stapleton, that was fantastic. It had the crowd on their feet. Young and old were all singing alike, singing along. It was great. Stevie Wonder and Chris Stapleton going back and forth on Higher Ground. I could have listened to that for a half an hour straight. That was so good.
I love that Harry Styles song. And doesn't it sound like an 80s record by A-ha, Take on Me?
Yeah.
It's really kind of got that pop sound, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. You can see why he won pop single of the year and album of the year, but also he won a number of technical awards as well last night. I wanted to just mention a couple of others. Most of the awards were not given away on camera. They do them before the show because there are like 85 awards or something that they give away for the Grammys. But for Best Country Album and Best Country Solo Performance, 90-year-old Willie Nelson won last night. The album is called A Beautiful Time, and the song is called Live Forever. And I'm so happy to see Willie Nelson getting his props last night. I thought it was so great that, Willie Nelson, Bonnie Raitt, some of the people who are not 20 years old, getting their due. I mean, these are voted on by all the people in the Recording Academy. Thousands of people voting who appreciate some of the veterans in the field. Also, for Best New Artist of the Year, usually it's somebody whose name you can't even pronounce and whose music you can barely understand. But this year, a 22-year-old jazz singer by the name of Samara Joy was the winner of the Best New Artist category. And if you listen to Samara Joy, you might think you're listening to Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, it's got like that kind of traditional feel and sound. She's a youngster, but the fact that she beat out all these other, brand new artists who are, high up on the charts. But the Recording Academy came through and I think made some really good choices this year.
I am a big Willie Nelson fan, but he did beat out Kelsey Ballerini, so I was not overjoyed.
So you're mad about that. The Bob Surratt Award last night goes to Ben Affleck. I don't know if you...
noticed that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Ben Affleck was there with his wife, Jennifer Lopez. She presented an award, and then, afterwards, they've got a front row seat. They've got like the best seats in the house. And every time there was a performance, Jennifer Lopez is on her feet dancing like crazy. And Ben Affleck, in parentheses, Bob Surratt, if Marianne dragged him someplace. couldn't have looked more disinterested, bored, would have rather been any place else in the world. He was the typical husband who got dragged to like a baby shower or something like that. Didn't want to be there. It was also one of the highlights. And every time they took a shot of him, I'm laughing out loud.
It's me when Marianne takes me to see a musical at the theater.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought of while I was watching this.
It's funny because I was watching with her last night, and she said, "Oh, Ben Affleck does not look too happy, does he?"
Right.
Right. Thank you for naming the award after me.
And I was watching. I said, "I hope Bob is staying awake to watch this because it is." We've talked about it so many times where Marianne drags him someplace that's really like so fantastic, and he has no interest whatsoever in what's going on. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Dean. I think we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay. See you later.